Thanks for having me.
So explain for us briefly, what is CRISPR?
So CRISPR is a technique for modifying and editing genes. And basically what it does is it takes advantage of something that bacteria have been doing for zillions of years and a way of moving in and out of cells. It takes advantage of it, uses them as a tool to get in and using various enzymes to snip chromosomes and to take bits of them and move them somewhere else on the chromosome or take bits of them out and add different bits of chromosomes in. So it's in to a certain extent, we've been doing that for a while, but CRISPR is a methodology that makes it so much easier, so much faster, so much cheaper that it's really quite a breakthrough.
And when you say we've been doing it for a while, do you mean like as opposed to selective breeding, which involves, you know, taking two parents who have desirable qualities, allowing them to mate naturally, having a child, and then using that child, whatever it is, to so on and so forth?
Sure. We've been doing, obviously, that for a millennia, I guess.
On farms, mostly. Right.
But that's a sort of a random. So when you cross two parents, you get all sorts of different genes crossed. Gene editing techniques, which have been around for 20, 30, 40 years probably, are very specific. You only change the genes you want. That's why genetically modified organisms are both scary and promising. Well, CRISPR is basically a way to make GMOs much more easily. How would you like to be able to go in and genetically modify embryos so that you can get rid of, you know, genetic diseases like, you know, cystic fibrosis or something, which is caused by, you know, flaws in our own internal makeup, and that you could get rid of them and they can't be cured by a medicine? That would be terrific. And you could do that with genetic modification and particularly with CRISPR.
So the flip side to curing diseases that are caused by genetic flaws is that people could theoretically start to have what I think I've heard called designer babies, babies with the exact kind of traits that they want.
Yes, and I remember seeing that Twilight Zone episode as well.
It's not just Twilight Zone, it's real now.
Bingo. Well, that's what's so kind of astonishing about this. And there are other concerns. There are other benefits. You know, CRISPR can allow you to more easily make foods that are healthier for us or that can grow in drought conditions as climate change happens, things like that. On the other hand, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence has actually called it a weapon of mass destruction because it raises the possibility that non-government groups, small groups, can, you know, tweak the, you know, weaponize anthrax or something like that. Can
or create use some kind of super flu.
Super flu or something bad. You know, people are unfortunately very good at taking tools and using them to do bad things, and this is a powerful tool.
So let's say I had all the money in the world and I was willing to try and create a designer child of some kind. Would I be able to do this now? Would I just have to pay a company?
No, we don't know enough. B, genetics is much more complicated than that. It's not like, you know, this gene here is eye color and this gene here is hair color and this gene here is personality. But you could certainly start if you really wanted to. And 5-10 years from now, I'm obviously a layman, so I'm sort of guessing, but if I had to guess, I would say that this is the thing happening in science right now that has the most potential to affect our lives in the next 10 years, is the advent of CRISPR and what it can do to biology and genetics.
How else do you think it might affect our daily life?
Hopefully by curing a disease that's otherwise incurable. All of a sudden, hey, presto, bingo, folks, we can get rid of X genetic disease that was always, you know, this horrible life sentence of misery. Or some horrible disease has broken out, and guess what? It's, you know, ISIS created it. Either of those two is not beyond the realm of possibility within the next 10 years, I don't think so.
Well, David Brooks, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer whose genetic geekiness was not selected on purpose, but just plain old luck, at graniteGeek.org. And again, he will be hosting the Science Cafe at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord tonight at 6. They'll be discussing CRISPR and genetic modification techniques. And if you miss it tonight, don't worry. There will be another one in Nashua later this spring. You can learn more about it at sciencecafenh.org.